We're back already?
I think that's what that means. I think that's what that rambunctious African music means.
Whoa.
Could be wrong.
That is a little LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out. Respect.
All right.
Respect.
All right. You think I don't know what that was?
You called it African music.
I called it rambunctious African music.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. There's a difference.
Whoa.
That's as opposed to the many ballads they do with... Anyway, that's Donovan Lewis. That's Mike Reiner. I'm Norm Hitzkiss.
This is Ticket Stock. What's going on
here? Who else is on this round table?
That's it.
I think it's Gordon.
This is it.
Why is it that we've had 14 people on some round tables and one on others today?
This will be the highest level of quality round table we have today.
Especially with Norm and Mike.
I know this may seem odd for Ticket Stock, but I'm going to ask for a sports segment.
Make it happen, Norm. You're the captain of this vessel.
I will let Donovan and Mike take this wherever they want. Your present up-to-the-minute thoughts on the situation involving Dez Bryant and the Dallas Cowboys. Donovan.
I think both sides are trying to get what they want, and I think that's what usually happens. You know, they're trying to pay him as little amount of money as they can, and he's trying to make as much as he can. I don't think there's anything odd going on with these negotiations so far. That's just how it goes, and especially in the NFL. So, him not being signed now, I don't see anything crazy about that so far. Now, if you get to a point where, you know, they franchise him and he's holding out, okay, now we have issues. But right now, I don't know why everyone's kind of going crazy saying, well, he should have been signed by now. No, it doesn't work like that. If they're far apart, they're trying to negotiate, everything will work itself out. He will be playing football for the Dallas Cowboys next year. That's all that matters. Whether he's going to be happy or the team's going to be happy, he'll be playing here.
Mike?
I think this is a great talking point for right now after the season's over and there is really not much else going on. For those who are compelled to think or talk about the Cowboys, this is some great feed for the grist mill. But I do think that at the end of the day, he's not going to have a whole lot of options left. And if he winds up getting franchised, sooner or later, if he's going to play, he's going to have to come back. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does, at the end of the day, and in the final analysis and every other cliche along those lines that I can possibly conjure up and drop in here, if he's going to play football next year, it's going to be here for the Cowboys unless they do something else with him, like trade him or something like that. That's not going to happen.
And that's never happened.
That's not going to happen.
Whether he's going to be happy or not, he's going to be here, whether it's a franchise tag or a long-term deal.
Here is what I wonder, though. And I base this just on the remarks that Stephen Jones has made this week down at the combine and just on the general vibe surrounding this thing. I wonder how many and what kind of things there are that might be in play here regarding him that we don't know about. That they might know about that we don't. Like areas of concern about him because I think... I know that this is a very edgy cat.
Yeah, and I just think that this all goes into the negotiating ploy because they're trying to, you know, I don't know if they're putting it out there, but they're going to say something because they're trying to pay him the least amount of money that they can.
Yeah.
And whether that's the franchise tag of 11 or 12 million or if he can make 14 or 15, they're trying to get it to where they can spend the least so they can build their team around that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if there's something out there that they know about, which we don't, that really gives them pause about him and really makes them wonder if the prudent thing here might be to not bring him back at all.
Or to go at a year at a time.
Or to go at a year at a time.
I do wonder if the Cowboys, if their record happened to be 7-9 this year or 8-8, would this make a difference? Or would they even franchise him or anything like that, thinking, okay, well, you know what? Maybe the headache is not worth it because we haven't improved, and then we could just let him go and do something else. I think this...
It'd make it easier, that's for sure.
Yeah, this last year, they're close. They had a really, really good season. I'm thinking they're saying there's no way they can't bring him back, even if it's for that 1 year of that franchise tag.
Donovan made a point here about This is the way business gets done in the NFL. The union agreed to terms like this. If you couldn't come to terms, you can franchise a player. And in doing so, the Cowboys would give Dez $13 million this year, right around $13 million, on a one-year deal. They would then have the right to franchise him again next year, if they so chose to, for $15.5 million. Players don't like that because they like the long-term contract.
And the guarantee.
A huge amount of money guaranteed up front in a combination of guaranteed base and in signing bonus. From the tweets of Dez this week, though, he seems to be getting more and more annoyed about this. Is what he's getting annoyed about, is that the rumors that circulate there may be something off the field that give the Cowboys pause? Is that what Dez is actually annoyed about? Because it can't be the way business is being done. That's been done like this in the league for years.
No. I think he's annoyed by the whole franchise tag thing.
All right.
Because he's seen Scandrick get his money and Romo get his money and Tyron get his money.
Uh-huh.
And he's saying, hey, who's more valuable around here than me? Well, I've been doing this thing for all these years. I should get my money too and not be franchised. Because
so much of this is timing, though. So much of it, for all these guys, much of it depends on when you come up and what lies ahead for the team and what they've already done.
Mike, that's thinking logically. Now think,
sorry,
in his shoes when he's trying to get his paper.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you can say what you want, and I can sit back and say, okay, maybe this and that. Okay, you're right. Yeah. I'm not discounting that at all.
Yeah.
But if you put yourself in my shoes, and I'm trying to get paid.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for these past years, and they would not be 12-4 without me and what I did, and you're paying everyone else, and you're not going to pay me, I'm pissed.
Yeah, I realize that. You know, that type of rationale is probably not going to be a part of his thinking.
No, well,
you hear the word in these discussions a lot, disrespected. And we all know how you spell respect in the NFL.
R-E-M-O-N-E-Y
is how you spell respect in the NFL.
That's not how Aretha Franklin spelled it.
I know, but but in the NFL, respect is spelled M-O-N-E-Y. And that's what it comes down to. Virtually 100% of the time, isn't it, when a player feels he's disrespected, it is because he feels he hasn't gotten enough money or the proper kind of offer. Now, he has the right, if he's franchised, to not go to any of the mini camps and OTAs and everything leading up to camp. Would that do him any good?
Sure.
Would it?
Why not? Is it going to make him a better player by going to OTAs and minicamps? No, he is what he is. So if they have the right to franchise him, he has the right not to go. Then I say just do it. If they have that right, he has that right. Do it.
I don't know if anybody benefits from it, but
I agree.
He does have the right to do it. And
hey, we're all exercising our rights. Right. I don't see anything wrong with it.
And if he's, you know, there's going to be some sort of rejoinder from him if he is franchised, that's what it's going to be.
Yep.
Do you suspect there's another small factor at work here we haven't been told about, and that's the Tyron Smith contract? Tyron is a star, wonderful player, and he gave the team a hometown discount. There isn't any question Tyron could have gotten more money on the open market than he got from the Cowboys. Are the Cowboys trying to sell the same hometown discount to Dez, and he's not buying it?
I'm sure that is the case. And they're going to have to meet somewhere in the middle if they're going to get it done to make both people happy, both sides.
But if the hometown discount is in play in their offer, then the Cowboys are going to have to probably give a little bit more ground on this than they want to find that sweet spot wherever it is, because Dez is probably not going to give that much more.
I'm going to present a possibility to you guys of what might be the sticking point in this. That in a Dez contract, he wants a ton of guaranteed money, both signing bonus and the first few years of his contract totally guaranteed, as they did with Tony. And I wonder if the Cowboys look at $30 million up front, and then let's say guaranteeing another $20 or $25 million over the next 4 years in base salaries, and say to themselves, my goodness, this is still a very volatile human being. We're still dealing with a guy that we have at least some level of concern with off the field, and that giant amount of guaranteed money scares the hell out of us.
I think that'll scare the heck out of any team, that amount of guaranteed money, because you're sacrificing the rest of your squad, especially when you still have a lot of holes to fill and a lot of people to sign. I mean, it'll be great to have all those people back, but then you have some of the other people you can't sign because of it. It might not make you the same team that you were last year. Right. I think that amount, that's a lot of guaranteed money, what you just said.
The Romo guaranteed money scares me.
Oh, yeah. His physical.
It should. Yeah,
because of his age and, you know, his physical
he
situation.
He is always one hit away from being knocked out for a long time. Yep. And that has to be as scary as it gets.
Any kind of guaranteed money, for those who keep up with this sort of thing, any kind of guaranteed money should scare you. Any kind, to anybody. And because that's money that you are out that you can't get back anyway and use elsewhere.
But and yet, this is the only sport of the four majors that doesn't guarantee contracts fully.
Right.
When you sign, for instance, you talked about being scared by guaranteed money. How scared are the Angels by the 3 years and 70-some million dollars they have left on the Josh Hamilton contract?
They're scared by that.
Holy cow.
They're scared by Pujols. They're scared by CJ. All of it.
Yep.
Still paying Vernon Wells also,
yes,
right? They're scared of all that.
Yep. Well, I just wonder here, though, if there aren't – you have to be delicate in choosing the proper term.
Black.
If there aren't – What was that?
Hey, Gordon.
If there aren't Gordo? Personalities that trouble them less. For instance, Tyron. I don't think Tyron, the Cowboys, have any on or off field concerns of.
Well, they may not have concerns about him, but I'll bet they have some concerns about what goes on around him.
Yes,
because
his family?
He's got a really crazy problems. Family
yeah,
situation.
Yeah.
What is his family situation? What do you mean?
Well, his family tried to milk him out of a whole bunch of cash, and they would, like, threaten his wife and all that other stuff. I can't remember what.
Well, he went to court to get an order to tell his family to stay away from him.
I can't remember what magazine that was, but I'll tell you what, you have to have all those different personalities in the locker room, though. I mean, a lot of people are put off by what Dez does on the sideline and just, you know, going, you know, voice, vocal and all that stuff. They're put off by that. But the locker room is just a different world. You have to have that. Those dudes feed and live off energy like that. You have to have it. And, maybe it's off the field stuff you may be concerned about, but what he does on the sideline in the locker room, I don't think they worry about that at all.
We're up against time here, so I want to ask a quick opinion of you. There are people out there reporting various things about Dez, and they have put no kind of attribution next to them. Whispers of, there's a tape out there, a videotape of some kind. That was reported on another station in our city yesterday. A guy came on claiming that there's a videotape of something. And yet there's no suggestion of what the tape is, what's contained, why it should be of a consequence or not.
And why it was done on videotape when you have, like, smartphones and stuff now.
Is that fair to Dez? Is that fair to Dez?
No, but he's a public figure, and that goes with the territory.
That's right, and that's true. But you know what? If it's not true and they can just say what they want, if it's not true, you don't worry about it. You just blow it off and say, okay, well, just show it. Show that videotape. Find me a VCR and play that videotape in, and then you can prove what's on it. Right,
yes,
Gordon?
Let's slam that VHS in there.
Yeah. I know who'll be the last one to see it.
Who?
The National Football League.
Yeah, that's
the
sports comedy right there.
Sports comedy.
Wow.
The big unit, Randy Johnson, is next with us from Ticket Stock.